Places make sounds. Water pipes, electronics, materials with a life of their own, like wood or neighbors shuffling around and living their lives. But there's something in these walls. I don't think it's rats or other vermin. You know, those are afraid of you, you know, they try to avoid being heard. Whatever's in there doesn't care. Dorian and Martha don't notice, but it's there. The only reason I haven't peeled off the drywall and panels is they think I'm crazy. Well, Martha would probably say I still need to get used to the place, but shouldn't I by now? It doesn't feel like our place. Every morning when I open my eyes, I feel unwelcome, like a stranger, assailed by a weird pressure from all sides that I can't blame on the headaches. I wish I could just pretend I wouldn't hear the thing in the walls retreating with the sunlight. It's there, though. Always. Grinding. Churning. And creeping. Getting louder only in the darkness. In the space between spaces when I'm between waking and sleeping. I know it's there. It thinks I can't hear it when I'm fully awake, but I feel it watching my steps. Indifferently stalking me, door frame by door frame, room by room. That subtle hum when it tries to mimic the fridge or the rhythmic knocks while our washing machine is on. Oh, something in me screams to just grab the sledge and crack open the walls, you know, drag the thing into the daylight and make the sound stop. And you know, oh, that idea sounds less crazy every day.